Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk some more college football coming up in 20 minutes. The Bear, Chris Felica, will be dropping by the show here on Bet Sweats. It's Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you. Tuesday mornings, we take a look at the futures board with all the NFL games wrapped up for the week as we are marching on and see if we have any sort of adjustments. Definitely want to get into make and miss the playoffs, some of these division numbers. But first, we have to start with the Super Bowl, Sam, because it is the week where we have the favorite and the third favorite facing off. Chiefs are 5-1, your favorite for the Super Bowl. It was like yesterday. They had an 0-2 start to the season. People were selling that everybody decided to buy, and those that bought, you know, you're feeling pretty good. You get them at 10-1, and now they're sitting at 5-1, the favorite going into this monster game. You have Detroit as the second favorite, the shortest number in the NFC, plus 650. Buffalo, 7-1. Green Bay, plus 750. And during our power rankings this past couple weeks, we've been talking a lot about the Colts and where they should be with the Super Bowl odds. They were on the outside of the top five, but now they just decided, all right, for the best price, let's throw three teams in there because we don't know what to do. It's still the Eagles in there. Now the Colts have joined them at 11-1, and the Rams are also 11-1. So they kind of threw all of those teams into the top five because they're not sure what to do. Any takeaways from the top of the board when it comes to Super Bowl odds?
At the top, not really. I'm not surprised. I still don't know if I believe in this Packers team. I don't know that that's fair to Green Bay, but it's just how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I don't give them more credit. I don't believe it yet. Some things, like, you know, you just don't believe. You want to see it. You want to see them string together a couple of playoff wins before you believe it. And that's fine. If I'm wrong, I'll wear that. Actually, I won't, because it'll be in January. But the Chiefs at 10-1, if you made that bet, you
what,
made it.
Wearing,
all made
what about
it.
The dress bet? Is that dead? Is that over the dress?
I don't think he's going to wear a dress to Bet Bash. No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Just because he quit after 3-9 or something. Then he stopped tracking Kelly. Then he tracked two other people on a different show. I'm just confused. Anyways, you said you're going to wear it. So that came to mind about people wearing things.
You don't really know what's going on there. I don't know.
Yeah, the grill going the other day. It's pretty good.
Spraying the grill in the garage. If you have a Chiefs bet like you and Paul do at 10-1, you feel great. Now, when I scroll down, I'm looking at the BetMGM odds. You mentioned the order. And then you get past the Colts. The Colts are 11. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams that are 11-1 or shorter. And then after the Colts, the odds double. We go from 11-20, and it's Baltimore. And I heard this a lot yesterday, and I saw some clips about this, and I just have no interest. People are starting to warm to the idea, or not warm to the idea, bet the idea of Baltimore winning the Super Bowl. And look at the number. Wow, that's a huge number. And I understand it from a buy low, sell high standpoint, because Baltimore was one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl in the summer, all summer. We were talking about two teams, Baltimore and Buffalo. Baltimore and Buffalo, Baltimore and Buffalo. Not Kansas City, Baltimore and Buffalo. Now you got the Ravens at 20-1. The odds have basically tripled since before the season. And the path is nice. They're probably going to win the AFC North, host a playoff game, then go to Indy, potentially. Or KC or Buffalo. They'd prefer to go to Indy, of course. Quick counter. What if the quarterback isn't healthy? Forget it. Like, the bet's done. You have a quarterback who's already hurt, who we haven't seen in a month, and he's just going to come back and be fine for the rest of the season? I'm sorry, Joe. Not getting my money at 20-1. Uh-uh.
How about the fact that this team has proven to be very leaky on defense? Like, they're probably going to fire their defensive coordinator. That's been talked about already this season. All right, so this team is going to have to do what? Take out the Bills and the Chiefs, most likely, right? This team that is underperformed, that doesn't have a defense, go stop Mahomes. Go stop Josh Allen. What are the chances that ends up happening? Oh, we're also forgetting about another team that looks like a freaking juggernaut, and I don't know that they're going to be playing this way late in the year. What if you had to take out the Colts? That's not easy. You're going to probably have to go there. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But if you want to talk about them making the playoffs, of course. The division is probably a better bet because you're not going to have to pay as much juice. Playoff best price is minus 121. I'm going to go for the division now, minus 110, even though we were telling you to bet it when it was plus money, when they were the second favorite. I think that was plus 130 around there. And now you have everybody losing in the division besides Baltimore this weekend, and they have life. Third place, 2-5 record. I think they're going to win the division. I think they will. But we don't need to leap to Super Bowl with a team that can't perform in the playoffs year after year because, well, the computers say that they were the best team coming into the season. Well, I got to look at my priors. Do you? Because we're about halfway through the season. I think we know enough to say that this is not a top five team in the league. So, but that's why they're 22-1 Super Bowl odds. I get the idea and how far they've fallen, and they're probably going to be in the playoffs. I understand that, and I agree with it. But I just don't trust them to perform in the playoffs. So why am I going to bet this? I'd rather do something else.
Yeah. No, I don't trust them to begin with. I didn't trust them last year when they were healthy.
Yeah.
I didn't lay points with them against Buffalo. I didn't lay points with them against Kansas City in the AFC Championship when they were laying 5.5. So, no, at 2-5, I have no interest in betting a team at 20-1 to win the Super Bowl. There's no margin for error. There's none. I mean, right now, they are, what, 3-2? They're 2.5 games out of a playoff spot. So, like, they have to win and win a ton of games just to make the playoffs. And then let's say they win the North, right? Let's play this game, and they get the 4 seed. The first game is going to be, if the season were to end today, well, I'm hypothesizing this. So let's just flip out Pittsburgh and put in Baltimore just for the sake of this conversation. So we'll pretend that the Ravens are the 4 right now. Your first game would be against Buffalo. That's your first playoff game. If you win that one, you go to Indy. If you win that one, you play the winner of New England and Denver or New England and Kansas City. Then you got to win the Super Bowl. No. Uh-uh. Nope. Next.
I have a question. Why are we not betting a lot of money on Kansas City minus 125 to win their division?
I don't know.
Which team takes him? Surtain might be going on IR. That's the word yesterday. Yes, they lost the first game of the year to the Chargers. So you worry about that tiebreaker. Denver 6-2. Chargers and Chiefs are 5-3. Based on what we've seen, aren't they just going to separate themselves and run away with this division?
Very possible. I don't know about separate and run away, but they should win. I mean, the math obviously says they're going to win, but before the season, they were minus 115. So you're not really getting that bad of a price. Oh, you're paying 10 extra cents. Not a big deal. Not a big deal.
And now we see what Rice has done with this offense. Gets into the end zone again last night. End zone twice last week. The impact that he's made. And then you've got Worthy. And, well, we saw how everybody was involved. That was a bad Mahomes game. And they win by three touchdowns. Right? Like, I know he had the backup quarterback on the other side, but it was not a good Mahomes game. And they just waltzed their way to a 21-point victory last night. Of the division odds, that's the one that got my attention. I'm interested in Detroit as the second favorite. Like you, I don't trust the Packers a ton. Even though Love was awesome and Kraft was terrific on Sunday night, I get all that. That kind of jumped out. Philly, wow. They're over $6 now.
It's over. I'm kicking myself because I said on this show on Bear Bets 2 weeks ago, they're going to make a run. And I remember that price before the Vikings game. They were minus 140 to win the NFC East. And I looked at it and I hovered.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
And I just couldn't. I don't know why. I bet the Eagles in the game against Minnesota, but I didn't bet them to win the division. They beat the Vikings. Mm-hmm. They cracked the Giants, who are now officially dead. The Giants are 2-6. Give me a break. People were talking about the Giants like they were 500. They're 2-6. They stink. They're exciting. They're exciting, but they stink. And now the Commanders have so many injuries. Yeah, the Eagles. The Eagles were minus 140 two games ago. And now Ben has minus 25. Yep, I know. I know.
Man.
Didn't do it. I hovered. It's right there. Just hovering.
Do me a favor, pull up the playoff picture and look at the NFC side. Okay, so you've got Packers 1, Eagles 2, Bucks 3, Seahawks 4 right now. Lions 5, your top wild card. Second wild card, the Rams. The Niners. Maybe the Niners fall off with all of the injuries on defense. If there is a player, a team rather, not in the top 7 that gets in, which team is it? I had a tough time.
Do you
want to
play 3-2-1? Should we play 3-2-1? Paul, are you there?
Yeah, we can do it.
I'm down. I'm down for 3-2-1. Yeah, I have an answer. I think you and I are going to have the same answer.
Really?
3-2-1.
Dallas.
Quick. Dallas.
Okay. I knew it.
One of those teams is going to hop in with a half a season to go. And I was like, well, I'm not saying the Falcons, never the Bears, not the Vikings. And I'm going over it just by process of elimination and what they do offensively. I'm like, I think it's Dallas. And they're 5-1 to make the playoffs, Sam.
And they have that tie. A tie is not as bad as a loss. Right.
Good point. You got to post it. Cowboys.
Yeah, it says. Playoffs. Never mind. I'm not going to tell you what my post-it says. Nope. Never mind. I'll tell you during the break.
Could be a lot of things over the last couple of weeks. Joe O, Sammy P, the Bear, Chris Felica hangs out with us next. Let's talk some college football on Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.